We see here in chapter 11, this incident that is earth-shaking as it was. And verse 1, now a certain man was sick. Who is that certain man? God in his almighty plan, in his plan that he makes no mistakes, there was this man. His name was Lazarus. And where was he from? Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. The Lord Jesus Christ is very well acquainted with his family. In this place, Bethany, the Lord Jesus had been there, rested in their home, had fellowship with Martha, with Mary, and with Lazarus. They are very dear to the Lord Jesus Christ. And his disciples would know that too. And whenever they had a need for accommodation, this family will house them, and this family will give them hospitality. And what happened? Lazarus was ill. We were not told what kind of sickness it was, but it was indeed a very severe sickness. And in verse 2, it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The Bible recorded for us this particular woman who loved the Lord Jesus Christ so much that she bought a very expensive perfume. And with that expensive perfume, she would pour it onto the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and wipe the feet with her hair. And of course, some people will say that, oh, what a waste. But the Lord Jesus Christ truly accepted this hospitality, knowing that Mary loved the Lord Jesus, that this expensive ointment, it is all right to spend because she was spending it on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here it is. This is the brother, Lazarus, very, very dear to Martha and Mary, and he was sick. In verse 3, therefore his sisters sent unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ at that time was not in this town, Bethany. He was in another place, probably about a day's journey away. And the sisters, loving Lazarus, will do anything that they could to help and to save Lazarus. And the illness must be so severe, and the doctors must have been called, all kinds of medicine could have been taken, but he's still not well. And so the sisters say that it is time to send the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus loved Lazarus. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Martha and Mary did not go to the Lord Jesus Christ. They sent a messenger. And that messenger must have gone over to that place in a hurry because Lazarus was really ill, and reached the place where the Lord Jesus Christ was. And as I said, most likely in about a day's journey away. And in verse 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death. Here we pause for a while and we realize that the Lord Jesus Christ knows about this sickness right from the start. And he certainly is in control. And when he heard this news about the sickness of Lazarus, and straight away he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, the Son of God might be glorified thereby. The messenger must be probably bewildered, must be stunned, and probably do not understand what all this might be and how calm the Lord Jesus Christ was. So the thing is that there are things that might happen in our lives that even we ourselves do not understand. But God knows the way. God is in control, and He allows it. And in this particular illness, it was allowed that Lazarus went through it. And did he love Martha and Mary? Did he love Lazarus? Of course. Verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When the Lord Jesus Christ loves us as He loved this particular family, it does not necessarily mean that whatever that we want in our own way or in their own way, it will be given to them. But it must be in the Lord Jesus Christ's way. It must be in His time and in His will. And you can imagine Martha and Mary must be waiting at home, waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ to come as soon as possible to save Lazarus from that illness. And verse 6, when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, what did the Lord Jesus do? Did he quickly go to Bethany? Did he quickly rush to Bethany? No. The Lord Jesus Christ is very calm. He knows what he is going to do. And he knows that there is a greater manifestation of God's power and God's authority over lives that he will be about to perform. And verse 6, when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. You can imagine Martha and Mary was thinking, where is the Lord Jesus Christ? We need him now. Lazarus, actually, at that time, when the messenger came to the Lord Jesus Christ, Lazarus was already dead. And that's why we see later on that when the Lord Jesus Christ went there, and the 3 days were over, and on the 4th day, Martha even said that, Lord Jesus, the body stinks. It is already rotten. Now that you come, it's already the 4th day. So the thing is here that the Lord Jesus Christ did not wait 2 days for Lazarus to die. Lazarus has already died by the time the messenger came to him. That was on day one. But Jesus knows that they need to wait. But Martha and Mary wouldn't know. Neither would the messenger know. Why? Why the wait? God has His own timing. And sometimes likewise in our own lives. And while you're seated there, you have situations in your own life. You say, God, why don't you intervene now? They've been waiting and waiting. Why don't you intervene now? Do it now, Lord. But no, God has His own timing. And then verse 7, then after that saith He to His disciples, after waiting for 2 days, after ministering in that place for 2 more days, He said, let us go into Judea again. Judea would be a place whereby it might be dangerous for the Lord Jesus Christ. The people are there waiting to catch Him, waiting to demolish Him. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Are you sure you want to go to Judea? Are you sure you want to go to that place, Bethany? I know you love Lazarus, but are you sure you want to go there? The Jews are seeking to stone you. Here the disciples are very concerned for the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus, our Lord, is more concerned of God's will to be done. And Jesus answered, verse 9, are there not 12 hours in the day? One day, one night? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And Jesus Christ will manifest himself as God. Jesus Christ will manifest himself to have authority over death, over life. And therefore he has to go. He has to go there to perform a miracle that his disciples know not of. He's not afraid to die when the Jews stone him, because God will not allow any stone to come upon the Lord Jesus Christ when it is not time yet. And the Lord Jesus Christ is not afraid. But he loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And he knew inside him that Lazarus is already dead. And now 2 days have passed. Verse 11, these things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. The Lord Jesus Christ want to go there to wake Lazarus up out of his sleep. And his disciples still don't understand. You want to go there, a dangerous place? Yes, I know that you love Lazarus and you love the family. But now that you say that Lazarus is only asleep, well, probably he's all right. And probably you don't have to go. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he is asleep, he shall do well. Why do we even have to go if he's sleeping? I mean, if he's sleeping, he will wake up if he's not sick. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. His disciples still did not understand when the Lord Jesus Christ said that Lazarus is asleep. I will go there and wake him up. And his disciples are more concerned about the Lord Jesus Christ going there and be stoned and be captured by the people. And what about his ministry? So the disciples say that if he's sleeping, he should be all right. How many of us sleep in the night and we are quite sure that we will wake up? And sometimes we use the alarm clock to wake us up. And some people need more than one alarm clock to wake them up. But is it the alarm clock who woke you up? It is by God's grace that we wake up. Do you know that there are many people who may sleep and never woke up? But here, the Lord Jesus Christ is really saying that Lazarus is dead. He knew it right from the start when the messenger came to him and the messenger said that Lazarus was sick. But Lord Jesus Christ knew that Lazarus was not only sick, he was so sick that he actually died. And verse 14, then said Jesus unto them plainly, to his disciples, Lazarus is dead. They must have shock. I thought you said that he was asleep. For Christians, for those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, when we die, it is not goodbye. It's good night. Why good night? Because absent from the body, present with the Lord. And a person may see that you're in the coffin. You're laid there. Lost forever. No. Our souls are not lost forever. Our souls absent from the body and present with the Lord in heaven, where God wants us to be. But likewise, well, the vice versa is true for those who have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we die, when the person die, the person will die both the physical death and the spiritual death. And what is that spiritual death? It's goodbye. Because the soul is not absent from the body and present with the Lord, but absent from the body and straight to hell. And that's goodbye forever. And you can't return. You don't have a second chance. And here the Lord Jesus Christ knew that Lazarus is dead. But the Lord Jesus said that he is asleep. It's good night. It's not goodbye. And the Lord Jesus will perform a miracle. And to show his authority over death and over the physical body that the people have never seen. The people have seen the Lord Jesus Christ healing the sick, causing the lame to walk again, causing the blind to see. And they would think that if the Lord Jesus Christ would have reached Bethany on time, he would have healed Lazarus, and Lazarus would be all right. But this time is different. The Lord Jesus Christ knew that Lazarus is dead. And he said that he's asleep. And he still waited 2 more days. And then after that, he went on a journey, on about a day's journey, to Bethany. Why did he wait? We shall see. And I say, verse 15, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. The Lord Jesus Christ said that for your sakes, I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there. If the Lord Jesus Christ were to be there and healed Lazarus, who was ill, the people will say that, well, probably Lazarus was okay and he was healed and it's all right. Nothing great. Probably he was not that sick. But in this case, he was so sick until he died. And it's to the people in Bethany, to Martha and Mary. It's too late. Can't be helped. Beloved brother has died. Where is the Lord Jesus Christ? I thought you loved Lazarus so much. I thought you loved Martha and Mary. They have provided accommodation, hospitality, and they have sent the messenger to the Lord Jesus Why did the Lord Jesus Christ not come straight away? Why still wait for 2 days? Why? So there are a lot of questions in the minds of those who are waiting in Bethany. Verse 16. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Well, the others, the disciples, also loved Lazarus, also loved Martha and Mary. And they were saying, let us go. Let us just go and die with Lazarus. I didn't know that Lazarus has died. You said that he was asleep. Now let us go. And verse 17. Then when Jesus came, it was probably about a day's journey. And he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Which means that when the messenger came to the Lord Jesus Christ, Lazarus was already dead. And not only dead, he was lain in the grave 4 days already. And they were still waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved them so much. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. The people in Jerusalem, the Pharisees, and those religious leaders were waiting to pounce on the Lord Jesus Christ, was waiting to catch him, was waiting to demolish him. And yet the Lord Jesus went straight to Bethany, which was so near to Jerusalem. Is, as it were, so near to that dangerous place. And verse 19, many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Who wouldn't? The beloved brother of Mary and Martha. You can imagine that Mary and Martha were so sad. They must have cried and cried. And they were so helpless. They saw the brother's life ebbing away. And they knew that they could have helped the brother. They have also sent a messenger to look for the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet they were still waiting and waiting. They must have been so sad. Why didn't the Lord Jesus come? And the Jews, the friends, came over and comforted them. What can they do? The doctors can't help Lazarus. The friends could only come and comfort. Yes, it's important to comfort in this time of need. But it is only human comfort. Martha and Mary needed and really wanted the Lord Jesus Christ, not only to come to comfort, but to heal Lazarus. And now, Lazarus, the beloved brother, has died. It's too late. What is it for? Verse 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Mary heard it. Mary straight away rushed, ran towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has not come to Bethany yet, was on his way. On his way to the house, Martha heard it and quickly ran. And verse 21, then Martha met the Lord Jesus Christ along the way. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Martha must be so sad, so discouraged at that time. Lord, why did you come so late? Martha did not know why. All Martha knew is that, Lord, if you were here, my brother had not died. You know how much Martha loved her brother? If you love someone so much, and you really, really see that someone's life ebbing away, and you knew that you could have helped that loved one, but the help did not come in time. That's how Martha felt. Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Not only is it disappointment, it was almost like an accusation. Lord, why did you come so late? The place that the messenger met you is only about a day's journey away. Why did you come so late? But Martha had the faith. Verse 22, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Martha still has the faith. Still has the faith that a miracle can be done on Lazarus. Whatever that miracle is. Verse 23, Jesus saith unto her. Jesus did not give the reasons for his delay. Jesus did not say anything to discourage Martha. All Jesus said is, thy brother shall rise again. That was the intent of the Lord Jesus Christ waiting for two more days to come to Bethany to do that miracle of resurrection. Martha didn't know that. Martha, who thinks that she understood, trying to be clever, in verse 24, Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. I know that, Lord. I know that. Martha was thinking that she understood. She was, by saying that, she really didn't understand what the Lord Jesus Christ was saying. But she thought she understood. And she thought that she was so clever. Of course, he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Now that you come, my brother is dead. It's too late. It's too late. Jesus said unto her, Martha, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Martha, believest thou this? Do you believe this, Martha? She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Martha was speechless, clueless. My Lord, I don't understand. what you're talking about. Verse 28, and when she had so said, she turned around and went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly. Secretly. Why secretly? There's so many Jews around. There's so many potential enemies around. If they would know that Lord Jesus Christ is coming, they would cause a big chaos. They'll probably come and capture the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the moment that they were waiting for. And yet at the time, this is a time of moaning, mourning at home. So she went to her sister, Mary. And she knew that Mary loved the Lord Jesus Christ so much. Remember, Mary was the one who bought that very expensive ointment. And all that she had, and she poured it unto the Lord Jesus Christ's feet to worship him and wiped Jesus' feet with her hair, telling Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master, the teacher, is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she rose quickly. Mary rose quickly and came unto him, just ran from her home and ran to the Lord Jesus, because Martha told Mary where the Lord Jesus was. He has not arrived to the home yet. Verse 30. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, has not even reached Bethany, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews were clueless. The Jews wonder what happened. What happened to Mary? How come she just rose up and just ran like for her life? The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and those that were there who had comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily, and when she rose up quickly and went out, they followed her. They were running, followed her, saying, where did she go? Where did she go? She must have gone to the grave to weep for Lazarus, her beloved brother. She was so sad, overcome with grief. She must have gone to the grave to weep for her brother. And so they went along, and they went to the grave. But Mary went a different direction. Mary went to the place where Martha told her to, and met the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 32. And verse 32, when you can see that Mary, who loved the Lord Jesus Christ so much, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she did not accuse the Lord Jesus. She didn't, of course, she didn't understand. And what did she do? She fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. He's dead. My beloved Lazarus, your beloved Lazarus, my brother is dead. Mary must have come with tears in her eyes. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, finally the Jews, those who had comforted her, and they've also followed and came, and they were all weeping. The Lord Jesus Christ groaned in the spirit and was troubled. and said, "Where have you laid him? Where did you bury him?" They said unto him, "Lord, come and see. Come and see Lazarus." The Bible recorded for us, Jesus wept. Do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ knows what you are going through? He knows what Mary and Martha are going through. He could see the helplessness of the people there. He could see the consequences of sin that has claimed the life of his beloved brother, Lazarus. Jesus wept. The Lord Jesus Christ is 100% God and is 100% human. He's touched with our infirmities. He knows what we are going through. When we pray to him, he knows. He lived here on earth. He became a man that he might go through the sufferings and the feelings that you and I have gone through. And that's why he can be our high priest. That's why he could understand us. That's why when we come to him in prayer, he knows what we are going through. And here it's recorded for us, Jesus wept. Then said Jesus, "Behold how he loved the Jews." Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved him." How did the Lord Jesus Christ show? Is it for show? Is it for an exhibition that Jesus wept? No. Jesus wept because Jesus loved Lazarus. And the people could see. And how he came. And he really wanted to comfort Martha and Mary. And some of them said, some of them were very sarcastic. "Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Why is he here now? This is the fourth day. Why is he here now? Shouldn't he have come earlier?" Verse 38, "Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, 'Take ye away the stone.' Martha, the sister of him that was dead," Martha again, thinking she was so clever, she did not understand about what the Lord Jesus Christ said, that "I am the resurrection, I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, he shall live." And this will be the miracle that will be done to her brother. Martha still did not understand. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, "Lord, you asked me to take away the stone. By this time, he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." 4 days. We called you on the first day. You didn't come. Now this is the fourth day. He stinketh. All the people, the Jews were there waiting to see what is going to happen. And the Jews, in their own tradition, have in mind, have their own beliefs. And what was that belief? The first day, the person die, his soul may still be there. The second day, after the person die, the soul may still be there. The third day, the person die, the soul may still be there. That's what the Jews may believe. But on the fourth day, the soul is forever gone. There is no more help for Lazarus. There's no more soul in Lazarus. He stinketh. The fourth day, there's no more help. Even the gods cannot help him anymore. There's no more help for Lazarus. And the Jews who have this tradition, and they were all gathered there. Jesus our Lord will wait till the fourth day to come and prove them all wrong. And prove to them beyond the shadow of a doubt. And prove to them that all their ideas about the soul might probably come alive again, and on the fourth day will never be there and never be able to come alive. The Lord Jesus Christ will prove to them precisely on the fourth day there will be a miracle. The Lord Jesus Christ will wait for this hour. And Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, Martha, that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Martha, haven't I told you this? Verse 41, and they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, because of the people who do not believe the authority of God over the physical life and over the spiritual life, for their sake, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. You will authenticate me as the Son of God. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, not to wake Lazarus up, but a loud voice to proclaim the miracle of God. Lazarus, come forth. The people will say that's impossible. It's just impossible. This is the fourth day. The soul will never be there anymore. How can he come forth? And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, they were shocked, they were glad, they were terrified. It was a mixture of emotion. The Lord Jesus Christ said, loose him, let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. Believe on the person and the promises of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. And you can imagine, they said that this is terrible. Lazarus raised from dead on the fourth day. They would capture the Lord Jesus. They would even want Lazarus to be put to death. That this miracle will never be heard by others. Because this miracle is beyond explanation by any of the Jews and any of their traditions. It's beyond that. It's too marvelous. It cannot be. It can only be done by God who created us. And here, the Lord Jesus Christ, in his time, for God's glory, in his way, not in Martha and Mary's way. Lazarus was sick for a purpose. God allowed it. So that at this time, that great miracle of resurrection, that others may see that there indeed could be a physical resurrection. And not only absent from the body, present with the Lord of the soul, but the physical body can be resurrected, which the Lord Jesus Christ has promised upon his return to us again. The dead will rise. And those of us who have died in the past will be resurrected. We may have become the soil. We may have been part and parcel of the element of the earth. We may be in the sea. We'll be resurrected again. Lazarus resurrected physically. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, Martha, you understand, you believe, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We have hope in the Lord Jesus. We have hope that in our deathbed, it is not goodbye. It is good night. It is homegoing. And we will meet our loved ones again. And we have hope in Christ, in his will, in his timing. Whatever that may happen to us, like for Lazarus, God has a purpose. And when our prayers are not answered, when Mary and Martha said, why did you come so late? When our prayers are not answered according to what we ask, there is a purpose. And in that prayer, we won't change God. We will not change. Mary and Martha cannot change the Lord Jesus Christ to come to them immediately. But we change in response to God, in response to God's will for our lives. And in Mary and Martha, they thus accepted the will of God that Lazarus died and that Lazarus is resurrected again. It's God's way, God's will, not our will. So in our prayer, and we have asked God for a whole shopping list of things, God may not answer your prayer in your own way, but God will change us to accept his will for our lives, because his will is the best. God makes no mistake. So may we have faith in the Lord. Trust in him, because he cares for us. He will not do us bad. For all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And so if there is anyone here today who have not believed in the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I pray that you will come to believe in him. Because we want to be able to say one day, good night to you, and not goodbye forever in the fire in hell. Let us pray. Let us pray this prayer of salvation in the Lord. And whosoever who have not believed in the Lord Jesus, you can pray this prayer and follow after us. And for Christians, pray aloud so that your friends may not feel shy to pray that too. Let's pray. Almighty God, my Father in heaven, I admit that I am a sinner. I am undone. I need the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in him as my Lord and my Savior. In the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, cleanse me from all my sins, my past sins, my present sins, my future sins. I confess before thee that I want to be your child. Help me, Lord, to live a life in you for your glory. Through Jesus Christ, my precious Lord, I pray. Amen. Father in heaven, you have just heard the prayer of the people here. And for those who have prayed this earnestly, sincerely in their heart, believing it, believing the Lord Jesus Christ, that their souls are saved in the Lord. And we thank thee for this account of the resurrection of Lazarus that you have shown to us. Help us to know that you care for us, that all things are done in your timing, in your way, for your own glory. Help us to be patient. Help us to know and have faith and trust in thee and to be calm, to know that you make no mistake, and that we commit ourselves unto you, and we have faith in you. May the peace of God be with us. Through Jesus Christ, our precious Lord, we pray. Amen.